Good afternoon. The government's proposed gang patch ban is before Parliament with the Justice Select Committee today hearing submissions on it. One of those against the ban patch ban was Black Power member Eugene Ryder, who reckons gangs will just find a way around it.
Chances are a lot of the gangs will just wear colours without gang emblems on them. So I can imagine a group of Black Power or Mungo Mob or other gangs deciding to tattoo themselves with their emblems. Will that reduce the intimidation or the fear of society about them?
Now, another critic of the law was Chris Macklin, the convener of the Law Society's Criminal Law Committee, and he's with us now. Hey, Chris.
Kia ora. How are you, Heather?
I'm well, thank you. Why don't you like this proposed ban?
Well, it's not like or dislike. It's just a question of how we go about mitigating negative gang behaviour. And we did say at the outset of our submission that we commend efforts to reduce gang harm, but the main worry here in an overarching way is that you're treating a symptom rather than a cause by going after the insignia and the members, as opposed to going back and doing some more policy work on what might actually work to reduce gang behaviour.
Can't you do both?
Well, look, I'm not sure that you can, but also I'm not sure that you're treating it the right way if you go after just the people and the patches. The proposal is non-association orders, or non-consort orders, things against insignia and patches, and supporters and the like. And so you're very much targeting the symptoms. The definition of gang is something the committee's been doing a bit of work on. It's difficult at the moment because you're just listing groups that have been identified by the legislation as gang, and that's a pretty blunt instrument as compared to trying to find a broader way to do it. The other problem, of course, that then comes into play is that the definition or the lines demarcating gang from cultural group, whānau, and so on are increasingly difficult. And you would have heard submissions today about how hard, for example, non-association orders would be on people in small towns who have most of their family members connected in some way to some gangs or people that they love or like who are connected in remote ways to the gangs and who they would therefore not be able to associate with in certain circumstances.
Okay.
So it's a difficult one.
On the gang patch ban, do you accept that if it was to be brought in, it would be successful in driving the gangs out to other places or getting them to stop wearing the patch in public?
No, there's no data to indicate that it would be. And in fact, what it could do is an entrenched gang culture, because as you heard from the Black Power submission that you read out there, and there were other submitters that made the same point, the Law Society included, you may even drive people into the likes of tattooing their faces more often than they already
but
do.
But we do, Chris, we do have some evidence that it works, because it's worked in various states in Australia and also worked in Whanganui when they introduced it briefly.
Well, yeah, look, in terms of the appearance in over a short term, certainly some people in Whanganui reported positive things, but the crime data that the Law Society appended to its submissions from Australia all indicated that the key markers of criminal offending related to gangs remained static or went up. So I'm not sure that we're talking about the same data, and of course
well, some people in Whanganui that I was talking about was the area inspector.
Yes, well look, the Whanganui experience is not one that I was there for. It was a localised thing targeted by the local council. And if local police and so on saw positive results, then I'm not going to quarrel with that. But nonetheless, we on the Law Society have submitted that more policy work, so more research is required before we commit to legislation like this. We did, however, make some detailed submissions in writing for how to perhaps better manage the current bill if it's going to proceed regardless.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it, Chris. This is Chris Macklin, convener of the Law Society's Criminal Law Committee.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.